Welcome to another episode of Oblivious Maximus. I'm your host, Ben Searle. Here, as always, my co-host, Aaron Osborne. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Yep. We're back in the studio.
We are. Just you and I.
Just you and I. It's been a big, like, few weeks of guests. I think, when did we do that one, just you and I?
Like 5 weeks ago.
Yeah. What episode are we up to together? Like, we're all coming up to like 10, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe just.
Maybe this is 10.
Big stuff. Big stuff's happening.
Pod moguls now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I actually haven't not told you this off air, but we're getting sent more Liquid Death. So you're going to be seeing, you're going to be seeing that like a real podcast from the States. The home of podcasts.
I can't wait to replace alcohol with water.
Sent to us by our good friends.
Thanks, Liquid Mayor. Death.
So thanks for that. Sent some down to the catfish as well. Keeping me hydrated all comedy festival. Shills for big water. Yeah. But no, thank you. We appreciate that.
That rocks.
Yeah, it's really nice, isn't it? Yeah. I've had a big few months. If I say months, it's been month. Comedy festivals has ended, and I think I'm finally getting my sanity back.
Yeah.
And we'll get back on schedule to doing the podcast, not at 3 a.m. in the morning. Big fuck up today, spelled disdain wrong.
Yeah, sorry, disdain. I noted that when I went to press go on the podcast, but, you know, I don't think anyone noticed. So.
Nah, I think they were all right. Yep. It's got that funky spelling anyway, so good on them.
Yeah.
Well, this week it's just you and I, and like, what the hell could we be talking about? Yeah. We thought we'd do a little like favorite things so far, top lists of things we're enjoying this year so far. You know, maybe a few podcasts you can listen to, a few TV shows, movies, albums, all that sort of stuff. Maybe nothing fucking too out of the box here.
Yeah, you're gonna know what we like already just by the trinkets and
yeah. But it's a good chance for you to, like, you know, maybe tell us what you like. Tell us what we should be checking out. All that sort of
stuff.
Start
interacting with us, guys. Liquid Death are on board.
Yeah.
Can you jump on?
Get on. We're just talking before. Maybe we'll figure out some sort of voicemail thing so you can send it to us.
And then you can be in the show with Liquid Death.
Exactly.
Feet.
And if you're another brand and you want to get in on this... Hit us up.
As you can tell, we're already very good at advertising by the amount of times I've said Liquid Death.
Yeah.
Already.
That's going to be like ticking over on the algorithm kind of thing. Whatever the opposite of demonetization is for swearing, we're getting it that way.
Yeah, I don't know how we're never going to be able to do that monetization.
I said whatever the opposite of demonetization. That's what it is. I knew it immediately.
Because I reckon I've swore within – like a minute of every episode.
Yeah. Well, I did talk about maybe bleeping, but
who's
got the time?
No, not me.
So, I mean, there's that. Big deals happening.
Big deals. But, yeah, we will try and find a way to get people on voicemail styles. I mean, the other thing too is, like, you could definitely just record a voice note on your phone and DM us.
Yes. Well, you can, send us an Instagram. I mean, Instagram is our...
That's the... The platform.
The platform of choice.
Only person who's interacting with the Facebook page that I set up in 2014 is like my relatives. So
that's good shit. I did actually do a big scroll back on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually looking at my old band's Instagram crush and I was like, oh, I'm wearing an Oblivious Maximus shirt.
I still have some of them too. If anyone just straight up, I'll send you a free Oblivious Maximus shirt if you want one. Also DM. That's another... way to
write in.
I'll send you a free t-shirt.
P.O. box.
Yeah.
Crow's nest.
Cheese TV.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that'd be fun. A few voicemails.
Yeah, we got these stubby holders too. I don't know what we're gonna do with them. I'm just giving them to people so far. So
well, tomorrow is the big gig, the AWOL.
Yeah.
Iron Mind. Who else? Horsepower.
Threshold. Knuckle Dragger.
Knuckle Dragger. Oh, and who can forget? Knuckle Dragger.
Who are coming here?
Who are coming to do the next pod. So that, I think that's a good chance to dish out some stubby holders.
Oh, yeah. I should just take a bag. Swag bag.
Swag bag. Yeah.
Throw them out while they're playing.
That's a great idea. And maybe we'll put some stickers inside.
Yeah.
Man, fuck. This is just a meeting now.
we're recording
minutes. I'll get the spreadsheet going. See if we can get that
action
up.
Items for the next meeting.
Key takeaways. Yeah.
Let's get into this list. I'll just, before Ben brought a computer, I've got my phone, but I haven't been bringing something.
An external device.
And I said, I won't look at my phone, so I'll go find a piece of paper. Paper in 2024, hard to find in a comedy co-working space.
Nah, well, it's all in the noggin or in the cloud.
So I've ripped a, you can see it on that camera too. I've ripped a Uber Eats bag.
That could have been food that Auntie Donna ordered. It's a celebrity in bag.
Celebrity bag. That's what I've written this on. So I'm ready to go.
All right, awesome. So we kick off with, what did you have on the top of your, which category did you have?
The top category I've got is movies.
All right, let's go.
How I proposed we do this was we would think of three things. I mean, when I say proposed, we talked about this 35 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But three things from each category. The categories I picked are movies, TV shows, music, and podcasts from 2024 was my loose concept. We might get a bit.
I got a couple from out there.
Yeah. And then some notable mentions can be brought up as we chat. So start with movies. As I started filling this out, I realized I've only watched one movie that came out this year. So hard, but it's at the top of the list. So I'm starting with it. June 2. I mean, if you know me, big sci-fi guy.
Yeah.
June 2, big sci-fi flick.
One of the great flicks in general.
Oh, my God. How about, I mean, so June, I may have talked about this on one of the other podcasts previously, but the first June film came out during lockdown in Australia.
Yes.
I think elsewhere in the world it was in cinemas for sure.
Well, it was when they were doing those like day and date released.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how that saying goes? Yeah, anyway. But they were putting it out on HBO Max.
The same day.
And if you're, you know, old school, you know how to get these things going. Yeah. You get them for free. And get them early.
Yes.
And so that was like one of the big things. Like, I think that was the big thing in lockdown. I was like waiting for June.
That's what got me through it.
Yeah.
I also invested in like $1,200 worth of Sonos equipment.
You got it.
Solely for the June release.
Over 30, get into hi-fi. That's it.
Those are the rules. So June 1, June the 1st.
June lad. Just side note, in our group chat with a bunch of mates, the Spanian June meme, June lad, came up. And then someone actually made it. I feel like we were way ahead of the curve.
Yeah, yeah, we were like a month or two ahead of that.
We got to get our meme going quicker.
Royalties, we need. You owe us. Yeah. Whoever made that.
Nothing worse than coming up with a joke and then, like, a month later seeing else.
It's a meme.
Yeah, it's a meme.
But yeah, so June 1st really rocked my world. I obviously, big sci-fi guy, love the lore, the book. You know, another one of our friends, Grad, he's a big head for the books, read them.
Yeah.
I had to listen to the audiobook because there's another June meme, which is like, we're just talking about memes.
Nothing better than explaining a meme. What are the great things to
do? It's like trying to retell a bit from a TV show. Well, you haven't seen it, I'll tell you.
Well, the other night at my gig Catfish, we're trying to explain the meme of like, this person dead, welcome back. And we're like, you know the one? It's like the no, it's not fists. It's like, welcome, happy birthday, this.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a meme about June about how long the book is. Anyway, that's what I was trying to say. The book is real long. Mm. But I listened to the another lockdown activity. I listened to the audiobooks again. Sick as hell. So obviously frothed the movie like crazy. Couldn't wait for this next one to come out. A bunch of us went as a group to the cinemas to see it. Pentridge Cinema, for anyone who's an adult person that knows to shut the fuck up during movies, is a good cinema to go to.
Yeah.
Because other than us, it's only old people. So,
well, if you're in Melbourne, it's like, I mean, one of the few with like Dolby Atmos and stuff like
that. It sounds sick.
Yeah. And if you saw
Oppenheimer there too.
Yeah, that rocked. Yeah.
But yeah, so it was obviously, I thought it was better than the first movie. Like,
heaps better.
Heaps better.
Like, not that the first one was that bad, but it was just like, we're going now. Oh, this is sick.
And so much action, adventure, everything you want to see. Acting sick in it. Heaps. It's produced so many memes, which is also
insane amount of memes.
Also, one of my favorite things about content now is just if it can produce a shitload of memes, you know that shit's good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And Austin Butler just off the wall.
Oh, yeah. Particularly after the Psycho Elvis run.
Well, I saw, those are two movies I've watched while taking edibles. The Elvis movie is unreal.
It's crazy.
It's so funny. And, obviously, the Tom Hanks stuff has been talked to death and all that sort of stuff. But, I thought Austin Butler was actually quite good in that movie.
Yeah.
That's not a crazy opinion. I don't think, like, he did a good job, but the fact that he's so creepy and stuff in this, and I guess I didn't realize that whole fight scene in the big dome was like very heavily influenced by H.R. Giger.
Yeah,
his artwork.
Yeah,
They
straight up took things from like pictures of his, like paintings and stuff.
But I wish I had gone to see it again at the cinema, but it's now already on streaming, fast-tracked.
Oh, yeah. It's on Binge already, I think. Like, you can crazy. Get it. The one thing that I've seen some friends in the States do, which I know they're doing here too, but I've been messaging people from the States about it, is like they've been doing the double feature,
right, which
I wish I did now, but I mean, also I can't. 6 hours in the movie theaters is a lot.
You got to have a break, surely.
Well, I think there is a break, but it's like, for me, I don't know if it'd be long enough. Like, I also have to pee so regularly that, like, going to June, one of them, I was like, pissed when I left my house, pissed when I got there, got a drink, pissed again, then was like busting at the end. Like,
well, I mean, who are we with? where I looked up, like, I look up when to pee.
Matt, in a movie. Probably.
And he was like, does it tell you? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you just got to Google it.
Google like when to go to the bathroom. It's like, when this is on screen, run out. You got 2 minutes. This is what happens.
Yeah.
Or it's just like ocean for a bit.
Yeah.
Did it with Oppenheimer. Did it with Avatar. I actually don't think I both Dune and maybe I'm getting better.
Yeah.
All those Kegels I've been doing.
I was definitely busting at the end of Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Because they're, at least in June, there was like every couple of minutes action would pick up again. Oppenheimer was, I mean, a great flick, but a lot of chatting.
Oh, yeah.
And that Killers of the Flower Moon was another one where I was like crossing my legs.
See, I watched that at home and that was just like pausing every so often.
Make a toasty.
Yeah. Go on my phone for a bit.
All right, enough about me and my June. What do you got for movies?
Well, I have Dune 2 as well.
Yep.
So we don't need to talk about that again. I have Immaculate.
I haven't watched
Sydney
it.
Sydney Sweeney. It's a horror movie about, well, I don't want to give too much away, but it's surprised me. Like I went in not really knowing much about it, but it's about a nun from the States that goes to a
convent
in Italy, and things are not as they seem. And it's kind of about, maybe this is the rebirth of Jesus and things like that. So pretty scary. A lot of tension, but really short too, like maybe 80, 85 minutes.
Really?
But just like rips.
Yeah, right. I gotta watch it then.
It's great. It's
Patty, who dear friend of the show, made this logo. Yeah. Our logo. Real cinephile, Patty.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Yeah. Well, right after I saw it, I saw his post about it, and I was like, I'm not as, you know, I have some shit taste, which you'll soon find out. But I really enjoyed Immaculate. Yeah, so check that out. And I mean, Sydney Sweeney, need I say more? No, but she's actually like, I guess there's a lot of memes and stuff about her as well. Great actress, good. And supporting cast, I didn't really know. I think it might have been filmed in Italy, mostly Italian cast, but she's great in it. Awesome.
Maybe they did it while they were doing the White Lotus.
True. Maybe.
They know things.
Maybe. I got this laptop not connected to the internet. Anyway.
What's next?
For me, this was a toss-up between something from last year and a newer movie. So I'm just going to do a split with this one. But Poor Things, which I guess obviously got a lot of Oscar winner, all that sort of stuff. Great flick. The Greek Freak, back again. Yorgos. He knows how to make a flick, that guy.
Hasn't he already got two more movies coming out?
Yeah.
He's already made two more movies.
Yeah, I think the new one might be like more of a action-y kind of movie or something like that. And the other one, which I watched the other day and kind of really enjoyed, Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, yeah. I want to watch that too.
Filmed in Australia. I don't know too much about it, but just really kind of unique concept.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, pretty scary. Mm. I'm not like a big horror head. But I sort of have in the last few years.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Two in the top three.
Yeah. Well, and I guess weirdly that's just what I've watched recently. And enjoyed those couple of flicks.
Nice.
That's it for me. For all movies. Right. Movies done.
Movies ticked. I've only watched one.
We've watched old stuff.
I have watched old stuff. I don't know if I told you this. I downloaded all the RoboCops. And watched all them again.
So. I'm starting to rewatch the X-Men movies.
Oh yeah,
and I watched.
I'm doing that too.
Watched the first one the other day, and holds up.
Yeah.
Relatively well.
Yeah, there's a couple. The only thing that's crazy with them now is the CG.
Oh yeah,
like it's bonkers how bad it looks to now.
Because
the wild thing about CG is that like in the 70s and the 80s and even in the 90s, it's like bad, but it suits what it is. But then like,
well, they didn't rely on it too much.
No,
because with a film like X-Men, they're obviously like, this looks real, and then now you're like, no it doesn't.
Yeah. That looks like shit. But like even Starship Troopers, another sci-fi film that I love, has some terrible CG in it, but it also has like a ton of practical effects that look great.
Yes.
And it was when they were in this little sweet spot of like before it got too bad, where they were still doing a lot of practical effects, which is very funny because I feel like now movies particularly are bringing a lot of that back.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the more recent Star Wars movies have a shit ton of practical effects in it. They're not CGing all the aliens anymore. They're just making them look crazy like they used to.
Learn a lot from the 2000s George Lucas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's been Movie Corner.
Movie Corner.
With Ben and Aaron.
I mean, one of the great podcast traditions, two fellas chatting about flicks. Bring it back,
We've done it.
What's next up for you, Aaron?
Next on my list was TV shows.
Yep.
The small screen? Silver screens movies, right?
Silver screens movies.
Bronze?
The bronze screen. I think that's something else. It's toilet related.
So TV shows.
Yeah, rather. Hit us with your first one.
First one, big one, rocked my world, Shogun.
Great.
Fucking hell.
I haven't watched this yet. I actually started watching the first episode last night.
Yeah.
And turns out hard to be on your phone while watching a show mostly in Japanese.
Entirely with subtitles.
Which has also happened with me with the second season of Tokyo Vice, which I'm still yet to.
These Japanese guys love their own language.
Yeah.
As they should.
Which is like, I mean, watching the first bit. I mean, I stopped watching Shogun because I was like, started watching it too late at night. And yeah. I was like, this actually looks sick. I got to give this the proper.
Yeah, I got to pay attention.
The proper respect, which is big in Japanese culture and all cultures.
But you know that culture that's you've expected to be a cunt.
Yeah. But yes, it looks amazing. Oh. We're just living it.
Yeah. Anyway, for the audio listeners, I have Japanese beers on the go here. I didn't realize.
So Shogun, you just finished watching it?
I just finished it.
FX show?
FX show, sick as hell, was released week to week, as FX does, which is interesting that they never really broke the binge situation, I guess because it's a TV channel in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was hooked. It came out the day of Extortion Practice, so I used to come home from Extortion Practice and watch it. It was fantastic. I'm bummed that I can't do that now.
Love that.
But the show was just fucking mad. Like, I think probably the best TV adaptation of, like, a, you know, samurai slash feudal Japan. There's so many good movies that do it, but I've never seen a TV show that does it like
been
this.
Able to nail it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess it's based on a book, which I assume is good based on the TV show being so good. And you know, it has the crux that often a lot of these have that there's like, oh, there's a white person in it. A white person goes to Japan, what happens? Which is a crux of a lot of those films and stories. And often I think that can be like The Last Samurai is like often poked fun at because of certain aspects of it.
Big time.
With Tom Cruise. But the movie itself I don't think is that bad a movie. But I think a lot of people might have thought when this show came out, it's just, oh, it's The Last Samurai TV show.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But the white man definitely gets rinsed pretty hard in it, which I love. Like,
awesome.
The fact that he's like a dickhead, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm hearing nothing but good things about Shogun. I gotta get into it. Watch it started early.
All right. Now that we've more in line with what we've got, let's go tit for tat.
My first one is Baby Reindeer. So this is
is the guy in it the guy who wrote it?
Yes.
Who it happened to?
Yeah, it happened to. So I guess bit of a warning here.
Yeah.
Sexual assault is a main theme of this show. But it is a pretty incredible show, really well written. About a comedian who has a stalker. And the backstory behind that is pretty insane, and from what we know, it's a fairly true story. The writer is also the star of the show, but basically follows a London comedian who has a stalker, and he has this career in Edinburgh, all this sort of stuff. So for me, it was like very, you know, seeing the shots in Edinburgh, I was like, I was there last year, recognize a lot of it. Watched the first episode like late one night after a friend was like, hey, check this show out. Then the next day, watched the entire thing with my housemate, like in one sitting, because we're both like, yep, go. Like,
keep going.
It was like, in terms of just like hooked you, it's like incredible. And just like great writing, pretty amazing story. So it's like a must watch. You got to watch it. So highly recommend that. Some pretty heavy themes. So if that's an issue for you, obviously, you know, maybe avoid it. But I think it deals with it in a way that's like pretty sensitive. So yeah, check it out.
I started watching it and I was watching it. I was like, because I didn't really know what it was. Started watching it on a plane.
Yeah, not the.
Halfway through the flight and I was like, I reckon I'll put X-Men on.
Yeah. Probably time to watch this another time. Yeah. So yeah. No, definitely an at home, like,
At home viewing. All right. Next one for me. Last season of Curb.
Great. I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah.
So I started watching it before Comedy Festival. Mm. Comedy Festival then derailed everything in my life.
Yeah.
But I'm fanging to watch this because last season, probably one of my favorite seasons of Curb. And then this one for me, I'm about four episodes in. We're shaping up to want be you know, on the same level.
It's a fucking perler. I think again another what I don't know maybe if it was season 11 or season 10 that came out during COVID again, and I had COVID and it was the first time I had it and I was real sick, and I watched all of that season of Curb in like a day. And I don't know if it was like heaps of pseudoephedrine slash, you know, immunocompromised illness. But fuck me.
Just belted you.
It killed me. Like I was like crying, laughing. And I mean, I love the show anyway, but like, fuck. I don't think I've ever seen or ever known of a show to get to seasons 10 through 12 to really be like, this could not be funnier. And and like, just the perfect lean in so hard to like the gags that are so integral to the show. Like all the bits that were in season one, little funny ticks or whatever, are now like the crux of the joke and they're just unreal. Hammering them.
It's so funny with like Larry David, like he's obviously is who he is and has like maintained his legacy.
Yeah.
So funny, and Seinfeld just cannot stop this, fucking it up.
Yeah, this guy could not shoot himself in the foot, dick, head any harder.
Well, like, it's just funny seeing him come out going like, you couldn't do what we do on Seinfeld anymore. And then like the new show he has coming out couldn't look worse.
Oh, yeah.
What it's about the
making of the Pop-Tart?
Couldn't make that. Don't make that now. And then Larry's coming up with the funniest shit.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that I think the big thing that came out this week was like him saying like, oh, I'd get fucking canceled for this now. And it's like, no, you are getting canceled now because you've been a grub your whole life.
Yeah.
And you're a bit of a fuckhead. Like, that's why you're getting canceled. Larry David might be a grub, might be a fuckhead. But you know what he's been really good at? Making really funny stuff the whole time and shutting the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
Like,
your time's up, Jerry Seinfeld.
You heard it here first. We're taking down a billionaire.
But if you're in town, you want to come to the Catfish, let me know.
You want to hook us up with any Pop-Tarts? I'm taking brand sponsorships here.
Oh, God.
All right, TV show.
Well, my next one, we already talked about a little bit. Well, X-Men 97.
Yeah, sick as.
Sick as hell. Just came out of nowhere for me. Been ripping this one on the torrents as well. still maintaining that boycott with Disney. but great
fuck
show.
Fuck you, Jerry.
Yeah, fuck you, Jerry. yeah, loving X-Men 97. Fucking awesome. Like, just... recent episodes, awesome. Just I like
caught up last night.
Just hard hitting. Like actually kind of silly in some episodes, but in a good way.
I've read a friend of mine, Dave from the States, said he's a big MCU guy. And he today posted probably the thing that I think is like the most real. He's like, this is the first of these MCU TV shows that's like, I mean, I like the Loki show as well, but he was like, this is the first one that's like proper good.
Yes.
Like every episode's proper good.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. Like, I guess it's maybe just letting someone.
It's fatigue, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just seems a bit different. Yeah.
There was, again, one of these other ding-dongs from being rich the other day. One of those Russo brothers who made the Endgame, and which are arguably very good movies for that. The best ones of those, I would say, probably. You know, came out and he's like, oh, it's everyone's got superhero fatigue. That's the problem. And then and his whole thing was like, everyone now just wants TikTok and wants this, blah, blah, blah. And then someone replied, it was like, Oppenheimer's made $1 billion, man.
Yeah.
People aren't like, fuck long movies.
If anything.
That's not the problem.
Yeah, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, shit. But yeah, check that out. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last one for me, one that I have been teased about in our peer group already, the Fallout TV show.
Oh, yeah.
The video game Fallout.
I've watched this whole thing. Yeah, it's great.
It fucking rocks.
I was actually going to make my list as well, but I went with something else. But yeah, really good. Fuck, I've forgotten his name.
Walton Goggins?
Walton Goggins from The Shield. He's awesome in it. He's so good.
I reckon, obviously, The Shield was like one of my favorite TV shows. Bunch of it now probably couldn't get away with. That's one thing Jerry
make
might
these
have.
Days.
Jerry might be right on that one. But Walton Goggins, dark horse of comedy.
Yes, very
he
funny.
He fucking rocks in funny movies.
Yeah.
And particularly all the Danny McBride TV shows he's in, he is amazing in all of them.
Very funny actor. Yeah.
If you haven't watched Vice Principals ever, I reckon that's one of the best like American comedy TV shows.
Yeah, I never exists. Got around to that one, but my housemates have been telling me I got to watch that as well.
And Gemstones rocks as well, but people love that show, so that's a bit different.
Yeah, Fallout, I guess for me, I never played the video games.
Neither.
But yeah, I guess I knew enough about them from being on the internet for 30 years to know the basic premise, I guess. But yeah, really interesting, like yeah. different. I love like crazy creature stuff.
And I'm just like sci-fi, I'm probably down regardless.
Mm. Yeah,
and me too. I was rinsing it a little bit because I read a bad review. Mm. I read a few bad reviews, I will say. And then I watched it because I heard a bunch of people that I respect their opinion saying it rocks. And then I watched it and I was like, this is fucking dope. I don't know what these idiot reviewers are on about. So,
well, it's also just fun and like,
yeah, it's silly.
Bit silly. Like, yeah. And I guess it was interesting. It's like kind of a trend, I guess, of video game shows. But I mean, Last of Us was great.
Yeah.
And yeah, Ella Purnell, she's like really good in it as well. Yeah. I didn't realize she was British.
Neither. They're good at American accents.
The classic talk show, you know, bit of like, they thought I'm in character. They didn't know. Oh, my God.
You know who's bad at accents? Americans.
Yes.
British people, very good at them.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Almost like we consume all their culture.
Yeah, so that's my TV shows. You got any more?
Well, the third one I had down was a show actually from last year called Scavenger's Reign. It is like an animated show about a spaceship that lands on an alien planet. You'd froth
what?
It. A bit similar, I guess, to Fallout in the way of like crazy creatures, but it's basically a planet where everything has evolved differently and it's people trying to get to the other side, get to their ship. There's more to it than that. But yeah, it really hooked me, Scavenger's Reign. So check that out. It's a little bit hard to find, but if you're so inclined, you'll find it easy. But yeah, definitely check that out.
Dope. I will. All right. My next category.
Hit us.
Music.
Yeah, let's do it.
The real reason for this podcast initially, but, you know, we've moved on.
We've transcended.
Yep. Now we have sponsorships. we cannot make money because of swearing. All right. So the first record that I've got in here. All right. I'll preface this by saying, much to the chagrin of many people that I interact with, my partner, our friends, lots of people, I like do not really listen to playlists. I'm not a like radio guy. I am a
gotcha. Yeah.
Put on a record, listen to the whole record because I'm a music person.
Yeah.
That's my style.
Yeah, I would say I'm about 50-50. Like,
yeah,
I've recently been razzed for listening to albums.
Yeah, I get razzed a lot by it because I just listen to records to death. Like, I just burn the hell out of them. This record will be, I mean, if it doesn't end up, well, actually, it probably won't end up in my Spotify top thing because it'll end up being the same Crowbar record that's been in it forever. But if it doesn't end up close, I'd be very surprised. The new Judas Priest record. Now, if you told me when I was a child that as a person in their mid-30s in 2024, I'd be saying that Judas Priest released one of the best records of the year. And I would argue probably now, I reckon it's one of like my favorite Judas Priest records.
Really?
This thing rocks ass.
Be cool.
It's called Invincible Shield, of course. And motherfucker, Rob Halford, 75 years old. This guy can sing, dude. It rocks. The record's amazing. The guitar riffs on it absolutely rip. He's singing his ass off. There's a song that I reckon is like what Parkway Drive have been trying to do for the last 10 years. And these like 75-year-old guys just wrote the song. It rips. So yeah, if you like metal of any era, you'll probably like this because it's like old man music, but also it's got double kicks and shredding and shit.
It rocks. Hell yeah.
Yep. That's number one for me. Okay. What do you got, music?
I think the record that I've listened to most this year has got to be the Haywire album, Conditioned for Demolition.
Mm.
Just an absolute fucking ripper.
Yeah, sick.
It's so like over the top aggressive. It's just really, I don't know, I think it's kind of silly in a way.
Yeah.
It's like 19 minutes long.
Yeah,
love that. And just like really just like tough guy, stupid hardcore, just like it rocks.
In your tough guy era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like the same reason why I like Gridiron.
Oh, yeah.
Gridiron, different, but just like
the
same reason.
Yeah, like dumb as hell.
Yeah.
Rips.
Yeah, and just like, what do they call it? Like caveman kind
of-esque.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I've been really enjoying. I just find that I... quite hard to listen to on the way to work the other day in slow traffic. had to put something else on. But when you're ripping down the freeway, that's a good listen.
Dope.
But there's a really quite like a good song on their love song with Chubby and the Gang, the singer.
Oh, sick.
It's like the way that they've like written the song is like very good. So yeah, lots of good cameos on it. Colin from Arabia, Death Before Dishonor, conservative military image, all that sort of stuff. So you get the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Check that out.
Hardcores love it.
Yep. It's a good one.
All right, next one for me is a death metal record. I actually told you about it the other day when you were asking me for some recos.
Yep.
The new Skeletal Remains record. It's called Fragments of the Ageless. This band rocks. I saw them here when they came here a little while ago and they were fucking killer. But they're a band that I feel like has done a classic death metal band finding their feet thing where they'll release like a ripping record, then the next one will kind of be a bit not as good, and then the next one will come out and it'll just tear ass, and they've found their swing, I reckon, with this one. If you like Morbid Angel, like I love Morbid Angel, you'll fucking love this.
Great.
Big slow heavy bits. They're for sort of more modern metal fans. It's very crisp and clear sounding, and lots of shredding too. So
like that a lot.
Check out that record. What's next for you?
Well, this is kind of where I was like, I feel like I listened to a lot of stuff from like late last year.
Sure.
But the Larry June record. Mm-hmm. He's like a little bit older now, but yeah, that has been something that I've listened to heaps. He's now released a new song, so I sort of feel like I've put those two together.
Yeah, you've merged
just listening to those. But
yep.
The classic thing of like getting into someone right after they visit.
Oh, yeah.
And going like, fuck, I wish I had seen them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I find that I've just been chucking on. Great beats, great song with Action Bronson.
Nice.
I find myself listening to that a lot. Really good.
Dope. I've got another death metal record, so
shocker.
Very, very on brand for me. I'm friends with members of this band, so it's a bit of bias there, but Apparition from LA.
Yep.
My very good friend Taylor is in the band. But their record, their new album that came out this year, the title on this, boys, You've Gone Death Metal. Disgraced Emanations from a Tranquil State.
That's a death metal album.
That's a death metal album. Miles, the guitar player, rips too. The record is just, Taylor showed me a little bit of it when I was in America doing the Aglo record.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking ages ago. And it is like, it's so weird. The strange like jazzy bits to it. For Australian people, it's very reminiscent of Faceless Burial, that gotcha. Sort of proggy death metal stuff. But it fucking rocks. Shredding riffs on it, really good, interesting drum parts and things like that. And Taylor just smashed the recording of it. It's fucking killer. It's like the way death metal records should sound. So if you're looking for some weird, brutal shit, Apparition's new record is great.
I haven't clocked that at all. I got to listen to this.
Yeah.
What am I fucking doing?
listen to Action Bronson.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's my three. You got one left?
I've got one left. Then I like a couple of like...
notable mentions.
Notable mentions. The last one I'm going to sort of split. The Antenna EP has not left... has not left my play, like my recent, I notice now that I think over my life, I feel like my listening habits have not really stagnated until the last 2 years where I get an album, play it to death and then listening to all the old shit I listen to. the Antenna EP is just like not wall-to-wall bangers. It's so good.
Yeah.
So if you don't know about Antenna, it's the new band from Shogun from Royal Headache.
Mm-hmm.
If you like Royal Headache, you'll like this. Got to catch them at the Tote.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of...
Weeks ago.
It must have been. Wasn't too long ago. Great show. I reckon I'd like it more than some of my favorite Royal Headache songs. It's really good. So... check that out. I think it says album, probably more of an EP, like 6 or 7 songs, but, two great songs on there. Definitely check that out. And I would probably split that with the new Owen record to go back to my sad cunt roots. who would have thought Owen would have released an album in, 2024, but yeah, here we go.
Yep.
All the sad shit you would expect from.
You want to cry? Get this thing on.
Yeah, get this loser in your ears. So that's kind of. And then I guess the honorable mentions are just like, well, World of Joy.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say.
And
the AWOL. caveat of this is that we've had a bunch of people come on recently who play in cool bands who all the records are great.
Yeah.
And I don't have to say that. I'm happy to say that. And all the people in the bands are fucking legends too. So.
Yeah. And like genuinely this World of Joy, like I'm listening to it nonstop. And
yeah.
Sounds sick. And I guess we've said it on the last couple of episodes. It's like people doing their releases themselves, like pretty, DIY still, but just sounds unreal.
Yeah. And I think the other thing too that obviously this, myself and you and whatever, like I've said it to death on here now, but like the way the Australian hardcore community has sort of thrived in the last 2 years or whatever is fucking unreal. And the way the Australian hardcore community is like supporting this podcast has been amazing. So thank you to everyone who's doing that. And also thank you to the bands that have been coming and talking to us. It's been very cool.
Yeah. And I think for me, like, I guess more coming from the comedy side, how much people from, the hardcore scene, metal scene have been supporting the episodes with the comedians which is like a little bit different. Mm. And hopefully it's, something that's like turns you on to something a bit different. And, the Australian comedy scene is obviously something I care a lot about and promoting that. So it's been good to see that, it's gone like up. People are like, fuck this comedy episode. it's been really nice to hear like good feedback from, that community about the others and vice versa. So, it's been really good.
Yeah, cheers, hardcore. That's our emotional bit.
Cheers, alternative music.
Speed put out the cinema movie, the music video today, and I'm just real gassed up about hardcore now. So,
well, we had dinner before this, and we're talking about like what a big day it was release wise. Like, Speed put out the movie, sick as hell. Just looks incredible.
Yeah.
Whoever the crew behind that just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
And, don't need to say sick song, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Great. Big up you, the Extortion video.
Yeah, Extortion video came out on the coattails of the Speed cinema masterpiece. We put out a 30-second music video. But Pablo from AWOL did that video for us and he fucking rocks. And he worked on the Speed video too. So kind of, it's fitting. It came out the same day.
And also just like, Threshold put out new music today. And Yeah, I guess we've been talking a lot about it on the pod, and it just seems like things are – it's a great time.
Yeah.
And good shows and stuff in the next few weeks as well.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be into rocking.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's – last segment on this is podcasts.
Yes.
Do you want to go first this time?
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah. So my – I guess most listened podcast that I've sort of got into recently is called Search Engine.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of more of an informative podcast, just kind of about different. I got onto it through another podcast called Outer World. Mm-hmm. I think a few people might know about Outer World, which is like a kind of supernatural podcast, but like exploring that. That's kind of my split recommendation is
nice.
Outer World as well. But Search Engine is like a research podcast. I would sort of liken it similar to like a This American Life type thing with a smaller crew. But just some, I'll read you out some of the like episode titles.
Let's go.
Well, one is How Do I Find New Music Now That I'm Old and Irrelevant? and it's sort of researching why it is hard to find new music as you get older.
Yeah.
Another episode is just simply titled What is going on with Elon Musk? one is called Does Anyone Actually Like Their Job?
Yep.
And takes questions like this and actually researches them.
Yeah, cool.
And it's a really interesting, you know, hot topic at the moment. Two really interesting episodes. One is called Why Did I Take Speed for 20 Years? Part one. And it's about the, you know, ADHD and people being medicated for it. And this first episode is about kind of more the podcast host experience of taking it and then not taking it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second episode is about someone who's taken it and has really helped them. So obviously you can't go anywhere without hearing ADHD.
Yeah.
Two really interesting episodes on that topic. If you have it, if you don't have it, all that sort of stuff, it's interesting. But Search Engine has been a really great podcast where as soon as I discovered it, I was just ripped through the backlog and now I hate it because I'm like, when's the fucking next episode coming out? Which is a good place to be, I guess.
Yeah, nice. All right. My first one is no brainer. I'm wearing a Hardlaw t-shirt. They're very dear friends of mine. I am a weekly listener. I also am like a bit of a joke sometimes in the show itself as a very minor character. Every now and then they'll make some reference to me or me doing dumb shit with I Hate God or things like that. But you know, very good friends of mine who have leveled up this thing like crazy. It started out as what I kind of teased in the last episode, like Zoom phone call podcast that everyone was doing. And they have like reinvented that platform, like, and it is like a phenomenon in America. And
I'd say we kind of owe them a bit, you know, from doing this, like bringing this back. People have kind of got around it,
in a similar way. Yeah, and I would say like, and also
actually liked the clips and stuff. Being mates with you.
Yeah, and like, and also both Colin and Bo, who do the show for, you know, no one listening to this doesn't already know about them, but. Both have been guests on this podcast in its old version. Like, I think Bo was on this podcast 5 times and maybe Colin on it 4 times. So, like, they've been very helpful in and very good friends of mine for a long time. And also, Colin played drums on the Aglow record, so thanks for that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, listen to Hardlaw if you're into hardcore, you already are. If you're not, they've got episodes with metal guys too, so go listen to those.
Yeah.
So, Hardlaw, duh.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
Next one for you.
The next one for me is just a podcast I've been listening to for a while now is The Big Picture, one of the Ringer podcasts. But if you're a movie head and you want to hear all about that sort of stuff, that's what I've been listening to for a long time. It was a big one for me in COVID because they were doing these great episodes of movie drafts where they pick a year. We actually ended up playing this as a game over Zoom in lockdown. But it's just a really – just the way they talk about movies is really interesting and a way to find out about new movies and old movies. They'll do episodes on just on new movies that have come out. Yep. So you, after you've watched it, you can go listen to the episode.
Yeah, yeah, sick.
Things like that. They'll do compilation episodes like, you know, 10 most anticipated movies of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sort of keep an eye on what's going out. And then the draft episodes, like the recent one was, you know, 1999 movie draft, and they kind of go around trying to get the best selection of movies.
Oh, sick.
So that's a really good one, and some really great interviews with directors as well. A while ago they did I probably should have written this down as a note.
Who? What movie?
Oh my god, this is gonna kill me.
Nothing better on a podcast than hearing someone trying to remember something.
Fucking great bits of podcasting here. It's actually not going to come to
me. No,
that's
all right.
I'll cut this in later. A voice note of me
insert
going.
Insert name. Now.
You talk about yours and I'll try and find what the fuck I was talking about.
My next one is another music podcast, which is very kind of odd for me, to be honest, because I think I've mentioned this on this show in the past before, that I don't really listen to music podcasts. I think because I do one, I don't really have too much desire to listen to them. But, I mean, since Hard Law started, I've been listening to that sort of every episode. But this one is a music podcast in concept, but in activity it is definitely not really at all. Quit Your Band While You Still Can.
Very funny pod.
The two fellas from Super Heaven and Webwing, man, these motherfuckers are funny.
Yeah.
And their podcast rocks. They have band people on sometimes and they talk to them, but they are never talking about music. Or if they are, it's very loosey-goosey.
One of the great episodes is with Jem from Speed.
Yeah.
Talking about the Daylight Tour in Australia, which if you are an old head, you would remember how much of a shambles it was.
Yeah, it's great.
And they talk about that. Very funny to hear the tour that they did back in the day.
Yeah. Before Australian touring was a thing you could do.
And some of the places they went is insane.
Yeah, you'd never play a show there. But yeah, Quit Your Band, it's so funny. Listen to it. If you like music, you'll know who they are.
Awesome.
Do you find who this director is yet or no? Still?
Fuck no.
All right, should I do my last podcast while you keep looking? And then you can have two podcasts.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, my last podcast. Now, this is, I'll get rinsed for this, I'm sure. But I'm a real defender of the biggest podcast of all time, Serial.
Yep.
In that
it's back, right?
It's back.
Yep.
And the new one rocks. I don't know. It's very funny when something is the biggest of anything, people are obviously very quick to jump on it and give it a lot of shit. I think obviously the other thing too, people gave Serial quite a lot of grief because much like things like Making a Murderer and things like that, I think people wanted there to be an ending.
Mm.
I think the thing that a lot
often
of people-
often with real life murders.
Yeah, there isn't a solution. And particularly when it's like live being researched, you're not going to find an answer to it in 10 weeks in a perfect order. But I think all the seasons of Serial have been really good, and the new one is great. The new one's about the Guantanamo Bay prison, and each episode is like about a different thing about how fucked it is. And it is crazy the type of interviews that they're getting, like people who were locked up, people who were guards, people who were people there that were like, one of them's about an interpreter that got investigated for an accused of treason.
Oh,
and
shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like the interviews that they're conducting are like wild. And then, you know, the one that came out this week was a two-parter with the like head warden who ran it through like the most tumultuous 2 years of its existence. And him basically talking about how you know, he started out thinking like, I'm gonna be like a military police lifer. And then at the end of it, he's like, what did I do with my life?
Yeah, crazy.
And it's wild. So if you like going to work, and I mean, I technically work at a law firm, so it's interesting to me to listen to this stuff now.
It's PD.
It's PD, yeah. This is part of my job. But yeah, no surprise, the new season of the biggest podcast of all time is good.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I found an episode about all of John Carpenter's films. Oh. And then they interviewed John Carpenter at the end. It's a really great episode.
Great.
And he's very funny.
Yeah.
And yeah, The Thing is one of my favorite movies. So yeah, dope. That was a great on the big picture. But my last recommendation was an episode, a podcast called Power User with Taylor Lorenz. Taylor Lorenz is like a tech online internet commentator.
Like, how do I know that name?
So if you've seen a meme recently, she also has great memes pages. She has her own she wrote a book quite recently called Extremely Online about online culture.
Mm-hmm.
Partway through it at the moment, but I'm really enjoying it. Just dissecting how we kind of have got to where we've got to in internet culture. You know, from mummy bloggers through to TikTok. I really like the way that Taylor talks about internet culture and how she just dissects things. And her podcast, Power User, is relatively new, but she's had some great guests recently. It's on YouTube as well, was with MKBHD. You'd probably know him from being on YouTube. literally one of the biggest tech commentator.
Yeah, right.
But she talked to him about companies are saying he's like basically destroying companies for giving bad reviews to products. Yeah, and wow. It's like, yeah, you have bad products.
Yeah.
And just her interview with him and the questions she asked, she's a great internet journalist and great journalist, full stop.
Mm.
She's worked for The Atlantic and things like that. So, I really like her view of things. And, yeah, I reckon her podcast is great. So definitely if you are interested in that type of thing, definitely check it out.
Dope. Well, those are our lists.
That's it.
I can scrunch up this piece of good audio gag.
Yeah.
Thanks, Auntie Donna's last meal. Appreciate that. All right, what you got coming up, Ben?
Well, about to lock in the dates, but doing my show, a new version of my show Hammerhead from Comedy Fest last year. It's like a new version of it with about a new 20 minutes in it and kind of tightened up, getting it ready for Edinburgh. And I think towards the end of the year, I'd like to film it properly, to put online and things like that. So yeah, I'll be doing the show again in Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne. Organizing some other shows around that, but I'll be sort of launching that soon once it's all locked in. Before that, I'm just in Sydney at the Comedy Store, from the 21st of May to the 26th. So if you're in Sydney and want to say good day, I'm there.
Dope.
great time for a cough. but that's it for me at the moment. Yeah.
Nice.
And Catfish, obviously.
Yeah. Every Tuesday. This might be the record for the longest time someone has promoted one thing on a podcast of me talking about.
If you haven't got a ticket to this show,
if you don't have a ticket to this
fuck you
goddamn extortion show. No, very exciting. We put up a music video, as Ben mentioned before, for a song off our new record called Threats today. Thanks to everyone that's checked it out. By the time this podcast comes out, the whole record will be on the internet. So go on Spotify and listen to it. It goes for approx 9 minutes. So it will not take that much time out of your day to listen to 15 extortion songs. but when this podcast comes out, based on how we're doing them, you'll be listening to this the very next day if you're in Melbourne.
Hell yeah.
Extortion will be playing at Howler.
Down there.
With Cutters, Shit Grinder, and Primitive Blast. Primitive Blast also doing a show the next day at the Gasso in the afternoon. Then that night, Aglo, my other band, is playing at Last Chance Rock and Roll Bar. It's a big weekend of gigs. Get down to both of them because I won't talk about them again after this. So your last chance.
We'll have a new thing to promote.
I'll have a new thing to promote. The next shows that I'm playing. Got that. If you're in America, we're coming to America. These visas got signed off. So we're coming, baby. Maryland Death Fest. Very excited to play that. And then a bunch of other shows in America. So
sick run of shows.
Yeah, dope as hell. Can't wait. That's it.
That's it.
Thanks for listening. We've got an episode with Knuckle Dragger will come out.
Yep.
Because we're recording that in 2 days, so we know that's happening. And then we'll have other ones coming soon.
Yeah.
With more guests.
More guests. So thanks for everyone for listening in.
Yeah. Have a good one. See you soon. Brutal.
Bye.